said first, brother.
Or you want to wait on that?
Which one you want? Just deal with something one.
Okay.
All right.
Good evening. Good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Good to have everybody with us tonight. Amen. We're glad you're here. I want you to just make yourself at home, worship. Let's have some, let the Lord have his way tonight. It's Wednesday night, but we just kind of relax and let the Lord have his way. Whatever he says, that's what we're going to do. Amen. So let's just stand and ask the Lord to help us to know what we need to do and show us and exactly and help us to know how to enter into his presence. Lord, we just thank you for your holy presence. We just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. We pray that your glory, God, would be revealed in this house tonight, Lord. Let your anointing breathe upon us and touch us, God, and empower us tonight, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit touch us, God. Touch every heart, every life, every mind, every spirit, God, that's in this place, Lord. Just, Lord, let it breathe. Let your Holy Spirit breathe upon us and touch us, God, in a special way. And move tonight, Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We bless you. We magnify you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Page 180. Everybody will be happy. Come on up and sing. Anybody that wants to sing, come on up. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond.
Yeah.
Everybody doing good?
Amen.
What devil's been on my back all day? No. I know how to get rid of him.
Amen.
I don't have to put up with
nothing. That's right. That's right.
But he's really been trying. Boy, I'd give him A for effort. It's just not doing him a bit of good. I want to sing a song, if y'all will let me. If I can remember the words, it's in the key of F, if I can physics.
Moses led God's children home.
I'll send me
Amen. Let's stand. Amen. And just relax. Just worship the Lord this evening. Amen. Lisa's going to sing this song. Aren't you glad that Jesus is our King?
Amen.
Amen. And He's the only King we'll ever need. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad He's my King. And He's your King. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The back door. Amen. We've been talking about humility and how Jesus humbled himself to obedience.
Amen.
And learned obedience to the things he suffered.
Yes.
Boy, I hate suffering, don't y'all?
Amen.
I wish there was another way. But if our example had to suffer, guess what? We do too.
Come on, brother.
Amen?
Amen.
And so I'm going back to Isaiah. We're going back to Isaiah. That's where we were last time. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12. 14 and verse 12. This is the first principle of the kingdom is humility. And we've been talking about humility. We read Ephesians, I believe it's Philippians chapter 4 or chapter 2, I believe it is, where Christ, with the scripture that I just quoted, where he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He took himself on the form of a servant and thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't ask for all that. He come down to earth, left his fire stick at home. Amen?
Amen, brother.
And so this is kind of what we've been talking about, is the kingdom and what it takes to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, except you become as a little child,
you
shall in no wise enter the kingdom.
That's right. Amen.
And a child is humble
sometimes. Yeah.
But if they do get a little aggravated and agitated, they get over it quickly.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen? We should learn from that, well, it's not necessarily that we don't get upset. We just don't let it hang around.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. So Isaiah chapter 14, and this is the scripture where Isaiah is talking about the devil. And here's what Lucifer says in Isaiah chapter 14, and verse 14, I believe it is the one we're at. Yeah, that's the one we left off with. We had covered already verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 14 said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Wow. Very bad news, right?
Yeah.
And then verse 15 says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell and to the sides of the pit. That's one of them, if you were watching a movie, it'd be walk, walk, walk. You know what I'm saying? Kind of be a bad disaster, right? And so C.S. Lewis, everybody knows who C.S. Lewis is, and I want to just talk a little bit. Let's go back to this scripture right here. And I believe Satan, this is a picture of how the enemy works. It's the complete opposite from what Jesus did. Jesus came down. And God said, because he came down, God highly exalted him and gave him a name that was above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord to the glory of God the Father, right? Amen. So we know that humility is, so like I said last time, the way up is the way down.
Amen.
Amen. We like that way down and the way up or whatever. But we like the backward version. But Satan's already tried that and didn't work for him, so it won't work for us. This is a picture of how the enemy worked. This is how what Satan did. He's like, I'm going to make myself all powerful. I'm going to become my own God. I'm going to make my own praise. I'm going to make myself the highest.
Yeah.
And it's like trying to make yourself up. But remember that if you get yourself up and you take yourself there, you got to maintain it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
So pride is, if you have pride, you have to maintain that. If you have humility, God will maintain you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. Amen.
So this is what happens is the devil got brought low. Most of us would never say, I'll raise my throne up to the heavens, right?
No,
we'd never say it. That sounds crazy, right? Yet we do it like every day.
Come on. Come on.
We're like, I'm going to do it my way today, God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, come on.
I know what you've said in your word that it won't work, but I'm doing it my way today. I'll get back with you later on that.
Oh, my, my, my.
We want God, but we want him riding shotgun, not driving. Right?
That's good.
Come on. I'm going to do it my own way. I'm going to. I know better.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat and listened to people that talk that all they can talk about is I and I and I and what I did and what I did, how I did this and how. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? I will. That's what the devil said. I will exalt my throne to the heavens. I will be like God. Come on. Walk. He didn't wind up too good at it. And neither will I. And we do this subtly in our hearts. I want to encourage us tonight and all of through this study that we be honest and examine these things in our lives. I've been praying, God, show me every place that pride is in. Oh, some of it, I'm like, oh my, oh me. It sounds really bad in my office sometimes. Oh, God.
Yeah, come on.
Really, God? Really? Well, I want to encourage us to be honest because it's these little subtleties in our lives. It's not the big. None of us would get up in the morning and say, you're writing our prayer journals, I will ascend into the highest heaven today. Come on. We wouldn't do it. No, we wouldn't get on Facebook and say, I'm ruling today. I won't be like God. I'm going to make my throne higher than God's. We don't do that. But it comes out daily in our little choices, in our little attitudes.
Come on. Come on, bro.
In those sneaky little foxes that ruin vineyards. C.S. Lewis said this, the essential wise, the utmost evil, or the essential vice, the utmost evil is pride. Unchastity, anger, greed, and drunkenness are mere flea bites in comparison.
Wow.
The whole problem with addiction,
come on, brother,
with the attitude,
right,
with the greed, with the anger, with the drunkenness, is pride.
Yes, it is.
Pride is the essential vice. It was through pride that the devil became the devil.
Yeah,
pride leads to every other vice. Well, I don't have pride. Oh, you just see it.
Amen.
It was through pride that it's a complete anti-God state of mind. It denounces God and everything that God has. When you get pride. The kingdom of God is all about love, connection, relationship, humility. It's the doorway to all of that. But pride is the absolute destroyer of relationships and connections. Come on. You find a pastor that's filled with pride, he will destroy every connection, every relationship.
Come on, brother.
Every relationship, everything that, because pride enters in and he wants to be the big dog, or I want my way, or I want this, or I want that. And pride enters in. You understand what I'm saying? Is we got to be careful as leaders that we don't get the pride thing going on because we'll tear up God's work.
Yes, amen, brother. That's good.
No, we don't want to. We don't mean to say that. We don't, that is not our state. That's not what we mean, but it's what comes out.
Yes, amen.
And God is looking at motives today.
Wow.
And we try to hide those.
Uh-huh.
Both of these doors lead to a kingdom. I want to talk about entitlement for a minute. The kingdom of God is all about love, connection,
yes.
Relationship. Humility is the doorway. Pride is the absolute destroyer of relationship and connection. And entitlement is anti-kingdom. Somebody made a statement not too long ago, and I can't remember exactly who it was. It's one of the overseas missionaries. And this is what they said. They were, if you're familiar with what's going on overseas and over in the third world countries, revival is breaking out on every corner. Move of God is happening everywhere. Africa, Asia, China, I mean, Muslim territories. I mean, God is moving like crazy in there. Well, anyway, one of the American preachers asked a lady that was a missionary to Africa and said, "Wish we could see this in America." And you know what that lady told her? Well, if America would get rid of their entitlement attitude,
wow,
they would see a movement.
Amen. Amen.
So I started looking and seeing, God, what is entitlement? Because after she said that, I was like, I'm going to find out what that is. I'm going to get rid of that thing. Well, it's a lot easier said than done. It is going rampant in our culture. It's our whole American dream is entitlement. Come on. It's the rebel yell in the southern states. Oh, I know, I'm just gonna get shot at here for it to get over. It is one of the most common ways we see pride projected and portrayed. It's a spirit of entitlement. Entitlement is anti-kingdom. To be entitled, here's the definition, is believing oneself to be inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. Does it sound like Oklahoma? And the United States. Believing oneself to be inherently deserving or of privileges or special treatment. You know anybody in Adair County like that? Feeling you have the right to do what or have what you want without having to work for it or deserve it just because of who you are.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Come on, these are Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah.
Amen. It sounds so familiar, does it not?
Yes, it does.
So you understand why we're not having the move of God like other countries are? Because we feel that we have the right to or have what we want and do what we want without having to work for it. We deserve it because of who we are.
Come on.
So what's wrong with that, right? That's the American dream. But that's entitlement. Here's some examples. My boss should be coaching me more. My company should pay for my schooling. I work for them. Really? I should be the manager by now. My kids should listen to me more. My church should let me be a leader. The casting agency should have hired me. Should.
Come on, brother.
We got to get our should sanctified.
Come on, amen.
Said differently is I deserve this or I deserve that. And this is a trap. Many of us approach God with this entitlement attitude. God, I'm here for church when it's snowed. You ought to bless me. I'm here on Wednesday night, God. You really ought to do something special. Oh, I'm having trouble with this one. God, I just want to remind you of this great calling on my life. I want to remind you how awesome I am because you sent somebody and said I'm.
Wow.
You see what I said? Oh, me. my entitlement.
Yeah.
Come on, I don't say it. I don't go around with this big thing on my... You understand what I'm saying? Here God is saying, you better lose that entitlement attitude if you want me to bless you.
Come on, brother. Amen.
Ooh, and God's like, cool. I come up to him. I got, here's my list, God. Come on. Well, I got my prayer list. Like, I've got it written out. And I lay it on this altar every single time.
Come on,
brother. Y'all don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Not coming here. God, you promised! You better get this done.
Come on.
What? And God's like, cool. Then get out there and get busy and build your faith.
Amen. Amen.
And let me work on the list.
Yeah, that's good. Amen.
You get out there and do what I called you to do.
Yes.
Sanctify yourself and fill yourself with your power. Come on, I told you it's going to hurt. I've been struggling with this entitlement deal. I said, oh God, I hope it waits till next week. I hope it's the next week before I get to that, because I still ain't got it yet. Whoa, God's like, cool. You don't even have to ask for the stuff you got written on that list. I already know before you ask. What you need, I'm already in the business of providing that.
Yes.
Because you're my kid.
Yes.
Woo. Those things just actually happen when you do kingdom stuff.
Yes, amen.
What was that verse we started out with? Matthew 6:33. And come on, somebody help me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you just begin to seek after humility, you begin to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You begin to just say, God, I'm unworthy, but you're so worthy. I'm not worthy to come into your presence, but God, you blessed me and you made me worthy. So here I am. I'm showing up this morning because I know who I am in Christ. This is not humility. It's not I'm a doormat. You just step on me. Humility is I know who I am in Christ. Christ wasn't no doormat. Nobody stepped on him unless he allowed it. Come on. Hallelujah. So if you just plant the kingdom seed, that's just fruit, and it will come.
Yes, it will.
It'll start popping out in your life.
Ooh,
you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to ask God about it. It just starts happening. These things shall be added.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So we down here begging for miracles when he said, I am the miracle working God. Just get yourself humble before me and trust me and believe me, and you will start laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. Come on, when we get ourselves in the presence of God and humble ourselves with humility, the miracles follow the believers. In my name shall they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, but not until we walk in the obedience of Christ. You see why I didn't want to deal with it? I wanted to skip it. But you must first seek the kingdom. We're like, man, that's a lot of work. Really, just push me on through all this. Is there a fast route, God? I just want to listen to some good worship music. I just want to go to church on Sunday and feel the willies and feel the, you know, all the good feelings. Yeah, come on. Get chills. And I just want to be comfortable in my little Pentecostal poop. Pew. Surrounded by my Pentecostal balloon. And God said, I'm going to pop that thing.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to pop that balloon, and you're going to still know what I mean when I say humble yourself to the obedience of Christ. Ooh. Because I have to use my time. We got this list because we have to use our time, God, to go after this calling that you gave us. Huh? So I'm going to need you to work on your list, God. Bless me while I do my thing. Right? That's us, right? This is how we do Christian, right? Entitlement. So you see, it really is, I should have my throne raised up. Come on. Yeah, I should be exalted. I should. But we cannot live with this mentality that God owes us anything.
That's right, brother.
Right? Because when you get that mentality, you're far away from humility. I see these people on Facebook. God's going to give me a new car. And they drive in a beat one, a beat up one. And I'm saying, you get your humility thing right?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen,
God owes me this. Oh, over. How many send on Facebook videos? Well, I'm going to go live. And I'm going to tell the world I'm God's child. He's fixing to promise me a new Cadillac or whatever. You know what? God does do that.
Yes, amen.
But he doesn't do it when we're just using the entitlement thing. Oh, I know it's going to get tight in here. My. We act like our calling and our favor and our success is owed to us. This is different than faith. That's not faith. That is entitlement.
Yes, come on.
Come on, faith is faith, and faith will never be, and we're going to cover that. It's principle two in the kingdom. But let me tell you something, you don't get faith without humility.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
And there's all these people running around talking about faith, and they are so humble that if it rained, they would drown because their head is so high. They got their nose. Y'all seen them, right? Well, I got faith. That ain't faith. That's entitlement. And you understand what I'm saying? I'm not against faith, and I'm not against proclaiming faith. But what we got to be against is entitlement that we deserve what we're getting. Okay, God's going to bless us because we're deserved and we're his kids. Yeah, we are his kids. And he likes to bless his kids. I know that. But let me tell you, he humbles when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Hey, he's waiting to raise you up. And he's going to keep you up. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present you faultless. Woo, that's our God. And I'd just like to be humble enough where he'd present me faultless when I stand before the presence.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I think I heard. Oh, I got to stop saying that. That was on one of them surveys. The preacher says, heard too much. I told Sister Karen, I said, my wife both, I said, y'all hold up a hand when I start going to hurrying too much. Brother Mike, too. But anyway, I'll get off of that. Try to. No, it's not the clock. It's just me.
Come on, blessing, Father.
But we cannot live like this.
Amen.
Success. Don't get me wrong. God loves to bless his kids.
Yes, he does.
But God also cares more about your heart than he cares about your success.
Hallelujah.
The success will destroy you if your heart's not in a good place.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yes.
I've had success almost ruin me when my heart wasn't right.
Yes.
It wasn't ready for it.
Yes.
It wasn't prepared for it. So when success started coming, guess what I did? Hey, it's good, pretty good. I don't have to pray today. I didn't say that, but I just didn't do it. My actions said I should. I should be good today without praying. No. Can't do it. Can't do it. Unless I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, that he may bless me. Amen? He may bless me. The only way to bless him is humility. Oh, the success will destroy you if your heart's not in a good place. So this humility is a fast track to us getting the stuff working out in us. Man, we need to get this stuff going.
Yes.
And humility is a good place to start, right?
Yes.
So he can give us what he's promising us. He's promised us some awesome stuff, but he can't give it to us because we wouldn't know what to do with it when we got it. We'd both be so messed up until we thought we deserved it. And we have this attitude, whoa, look at our church, look at what this is doing.
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
You don't have to post on Facebook that you've got a revival going. Everybody else will do it for you. When there's a real move of God going on.
Yes,
people are so excited.
Yes.
Pastor don't have to get up and say one thing.
Amen.
Come on. Free advertisement.
Yeah.
All we got to do is humble ourselves and say, God, you pour it out.
Yeah,
you get it in here, Lord. Yeah. Get me where I can enjoy your blessing.
Yeah.
Because God cares more about your heart than he does your success.
Yeah.
You say, how do you prove that by the Bible? Jesus spent 30 years becoming a man for 3.5 years of ministry.
Yeah.
So God thinks more about the man than he does the ministry. You get that tomorrow. He cares more about the person, about who you are, how what he can trust you with, what he can do for you. God gave us everything we wanted. We would be spoiled brats. Oh. God exalts the humble. God exalts the humble. Let's look at the difference between pride and humility for a minute. Oh my, this one is the telltale thing right here. If you want to write these down, you can. Pride and humility. Pride is a weakness, humility is strength. Amen? Pride is a weakness. Nobody likes pride. Everybody hates it. God said, I hate it. He hates pride, a proud look. What he said. And if they ever something God hates, that's pretty bad. I mean, God's love. My brother Tracy said the other night, he said, if you lukewarmness, well, he'll spew you out of his mouth. That's bad when you make the healer sick.
Yeah.
I like that. Pride is not teachable. Close this down to feedback. Now you know why we did the surveys a few weeks ago. We didn't get very many back, but we offered it. Because pride doesn't like feedback.
Come on.
You're looking at me, aren't you? No, we're doing everything good. But we have their input. Come on.
Amen.
We're good. We're good. Closes down to feedback. Resist input, correction, and advice. You ever seen anybody like that? That's pride. Not teachable. Closes down to feedback. Don't tell me what I'm doing wrong. You want me to start on you?
Come on. That's good.
Let me tell you what I saw last week in your family. Right? No. Shut up. Let them tell you what they need to tell you. Open your ears and listen.
Yes, amen.
The preacher may be saying, hurry too much. Resist input and correction and divide. You see what I'm talking about? We got to have it.
Amen.
Just because I'm the pastor don't mean I know everything. I don't know anything unless God gives it to me.
Amen.
But you understand, I am here for you. And if you're not getting fed, then I'm here for the wrong reason. Because it ain't about me. Woo! Hallelujah. So how are we doing that? How are we doing that?
Come on, brother.
Look, humility is teachable. Whoa. Strives to learn and try on new behaviors. Seeks input and counsel and feedback. Try this. Ask your spouse how, on a scale from 1 to 10, how humble you think I am. It might shock you. You understand what I'm saying? No, no, I'm not asking that question. No. Sorry. I don't want that input. I can see it all over this building. No way. No way. You know what? You understand what I'm saying, though? We want to work this out. So we got to seek input and counsel and feedback. How am I doing? How are we doing? How are we doing as a leadership in our church? How are we doing? Are we too prideful? Are we doing things without not caring or not consulting and not?
Come on, brother.
Shout now. Brother Joey Hite used to say, "Shout me down." How good am I at asking people for feedback in my life? I'm not too good sometimes. But I should be. It's a good idea to ask people, how are you doing? How am I doing? Get some feedback in your life. The thought should not terrify us. If so, we probably should consider repenting of some pride. If that's the case, how teachable are we? How teachable are we? All right, pride rarely admits wrongdoing or mistakes, commonly blames others, or gives excuses for their behavior or their shortcomings. Sound familiar?
Amen.
Now, see, you understand why I wanted to do this? Because I want us to get what pride is.
Yes, amen.
And then we're going to turn around and get what humility is so we can recognize it.
Come on, amen.
Amen. The Bible said, him that is overtaken in the fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one.
Amen.
You know what? If you don't know what pride is, you won't be able to restore humility to a person.
Amen.
And if you don't know what humility is, you won't know how to help them to get there. So that's why we're doing this, because we're all in this together. I'm not no bigger and no higher than you are, and you're not no lower than I am, and all of us are in this thing together. We are all in here for the same cause, for the same purpose, serving the same God, ministering to the same people. We're trying to touch Adair County, and if we don't know what pride and humility is, then we will not reach our city or our community until we come down off our high horse and say, we're going to serve you.
Yeah.
We're going to be here for you.
Yeah,
we're going to get on your level.
Yes, amen.
How are we doing?
Come on.
We must not give all the reasons we are justified to do these hurtful things. Lord, Mom, she just hit me with a can of Sprite. That's why. Kids do that. And we as grown-up adults do the same thing.
Yes, we do. Come on.
God, they just looked up at me. That's the reason I gave them that look.
Come on, bro.
You didn't see what they did to me, God. I know you didn't see it because you'd have dealt with them. I'm sorry I threw the ball in your face, but you were being such a jerk. Right? And I wouldn't have had to act like that if you hadn't been the jerk you was. Right? I'm just a grown-up version of kids, right? We do the same thing with our marriages, with our friends. It's right back to the garden. It's that woman you gave me. I don't know, but it's pride. It's just pride. Blaming God for his provision. God, if you'd have made her better, I wouldn't act like I'm acting. If you'd have made him better than he is, God, I wouldn't act like I'm acting.
Come on.
Pride will get you kicked out of the garden.
Yeah, it will.
Pride against blaming others for our behavior because of my parents or because of my boss or my pastor. Humility is the opposite. Humility admits when wrong, takes responsibility for it, does not accuse others to excuse itself.
Yes, amen.
Come on, that's humility. Don't we need it?
Yes.
Don't we want it?
Yes.
Amen. Humility admits wrong. Pride makes assumptions about other people's thoughts or intentions or motives. I knew what you're thinking. I know you didn't say it like that, but you meant, and I knew it. Pride. Oh, I know what you're saying. No. Don't come here and tell me that you're sorry because I knew what you knew. I knew what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's pride. I got you figured out. Didn't even give them a benefit of the doubt. We've just figured out that we know what they're doing. I know it's going to get tight in here. Humility believes the best while being a great listener, an active listener, and asking insightful questions.
Yes, hallelujah.
Stop right there. Repeat that. I think I must have misunderstood what you were trying to say. Amen? Or I said something and there, my eyes go like saucers and you stop right there and say, what do you think I just said? Feedback. Right? Be a good listener. Be a good watcher. Humility listens while being active, and this is hard for us Americans. We talk out of both sides of our mouth. Because we're talking on the cell phone while ordering McDonald's. Checking out at Walmart. Trying to watch that checker, make sure she don't miss nothing that we got and charge us, overcharge us, and we're so... Choosing to believe the best. Pride has no self-development plan and is waiting on someone else to promote it. Always waiting on... Right? I'm not doing my homework, but I expect them to get an A, teacher. I hear them say that in class. I'm like, I'm a sub. I ain't doing it. And that teacher better give me an A. I'm like, whoa, where did we get this at? You know where we got it at? It's because parents have taught it in their home, not seeing that, but acting that.
Amen.
We have acted it out in church. We've acted it out in our communities. We've acted it out on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. It's quiet in here. The difference between pride and humility. Humility has a clear personal development plan in place. Six mentors, coaches, counselors to increase potential. They make phone calls in the middle of the day. So what do you think about this? What do you think we need to do about... what do you... Here's what I'm thinking about. A message, and I'm doing this constantly so I know. But here's what I'm thinking about bringing. Give me some input. Right?
Amen.
You know why? It's I'm seeking for counselors, coaches,
yes,
to increase. Because they may have something to offer to that I didn't think about.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen? Instead of, no, I got this in a bag. Don't even try to mess up my message. My wife told me, and this is just a thing, I don't want to embarrass her, but a few months ago, we were having trouble, and a lot of people in our congregation was not getting some of the stuff I was preaching. And I felt it was from God. And my wife, she said, maybe you're a little over their heads. Dang! say it. How dare you challenge my Lord? You. Come on, I know y'all.
Come on, brother. Come on. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, she didn't say it ugly or nasty or hateful. She said, have you ever thought about you might be getting too far above them? Maybe they hadn't studied that like you have, and it seems really natural for you. But...
Come on.
Sit in my office again. And all these scriptures are coming to me. You can choose humility.
Yes, amen.
You know what? I begin to say, God, give me something that people understand. Yes. Give me what they need. Lord, I know what I can study, and I love to study, I love to read, I love to listen, I love to do all that, but if it's not helping people in this church, this is who I'm called to.
Yeah, come on.
Amen?
Amen,
and if I'm preaching over their heads, then I got to get myself humbled down and let God pour in what he wants. Come on.
Amen.
How many can say it's, and agree with my wife, it's been a little different lately. Come on, y'all, don't hurt my feelings. Y'all scared, aren't you? Woo! Pride, and I know it's a couple minutes after 8 o'clock, but hold with me. I want to finish this, okay, if I'm allowed to. Pride, and you get, pride is angry, unforgiven, and easily offended.
Yes.
Boy, was I offended that morning? I didn't slam the door and I didn't take the door with me, I don't think. But inside my heart, when I got back to the church, I slammed my Bible on my desk. And God said, now ain't that humble.
Come on.
Come on, I'm just being real.
Come on, bro.
You understand, a pastor that won't be real will teach a bunch of people to be fake.
Yeah,
amen. Oh. I should say that again, but I'm not going to. Pride is angry, unforgiving, and easily offended. God help us with our offense.
Yes.
Humility rolls with the punches and remains calm and collected.
Yeah.
Let the punches come. Let them come. Let them do whatever they. Humility takes time for those that are around. Pride hates to be inconvenienced and demands better service and is easily annoyed. Come on. Humility takes time for those around them. Gives grace to the struggling and seeks to serve.
Yes, hallelujah.
How do you treat your waiter when they have forgotten your tea 5 times? Your cup's been empty. And we get that cup up. Shake that thing around. How dare they? I'm in here to eat. They're supposed to.
Come on, brother.
Entitlement.
Amen.
Boy, it comes out in crazy ways, doesn't it? People in traffic, somebody cut you off. How dare they be alert when they get their travel out of scissors? Go, bud. Right? I'm going to a missionary meeting and they're going to make me late. Oh, get out of my way, you idiot. Come on.
Amen.
But thank God, when I get to church, I'm going to shout. Come on. Oh. It's like God doesn't watch when we're in our car, right? It's like all rules are off when we're in the vehicle. Pride judges. I gotta go back to this. You got worship music going on, and all of a sudden you're going off on somebody in front of you, giving them a California hottie. Come on. The worship music just makes you want to just praise the Lord, and all of a sudden somebody turns in front of you without a signal. Wait a minute, Holy Ghost. You got to chew this person out. We live in this dichotomy, right? What is that? How dare we be annoyed? How dare someone have bad customer service? But that's not who we are. We're kingdom people. And humility expresses interest in learning about those who are different.
Amen.
You know what it looks like when they're having a bad day. That waiter that you got, maybe walking, trying to do her job with tears in her eyes because something's going wild at home. And what can we do? How can I pray with you,
yes,
sis?
Amen.
How can I help you today?
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, be attentive.
Yes.
Humility expresses interest, learning about those. What's going on in your life, honey? What can you tell me just a little bit what you're dealing with? Instead of me getting mad because they ain't got my tea ready. Come on.
Amen.
And just because I'm saying all this doesn't mean the pastor's got it all down pat. Because he don't. But humility expresses interest in learning about those who are different. Values in conclusion. You know, I lost my place big time. We values inclusion and diversity. We got to make sure that we're doing something about it. You got to do this and not sit in all your flesh. It's like adulting on the inside. It's easy for us to adult on the outside, but it's hard for us to adult on the inside. That screams. It's like getting up every morning. I'm going to be loving. I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be calm. I don't care what happens. I'm going to do it. It's a choice. You've got to make the choice. I'm going to be kind today. I don't care who comes at me. And let me tell you, when you make that decision, guess what? The enemy is coming your way. It's just like you got a big red X on your back. Pride judges and dislikes those who are different. I don't have to like publicans. I don't have to like whoever, right? Come on, the Pharisees, they didn't like anybody but who was like them. Pride finds it difficult to submit to someone else's wants or needs. Pride boasts in their hard work, their favor with God, their calling, their success. You got to do it. Humility has no need to talk about themselves because they feel so deeply grateful for what God has showed them in their debt. Paid off for them. Amen. God has done so much for me. How could I?
Amen.
Pride is deeply focused on oneself and one's own life. Humility is deeply focused on God and seeing Him grow in their lives. Humility chooses the hardest task instead of sliding it over to their spouse. Or the co-worker. Humility is willing to give in discussions, even giving in discussions when you're right. Oh well.
Amen.
Come on. Oh, I'm right, I know I am. This is hard for me. This is what I said. Humility. Humility is not looking for attention or admiration or credit. Humility does not have time to compare or look on faults of others because they are just too busy looking in the mirror of God and their own self. Humility is a trying to get into everyone else's business hoping someone's going to gossip in the room. Humility is I want to love people and I want to serve everyone so that that's not going to work for me. I want to love people. I want to serve them. So gossip's not working. Don't bring me your gossip. I don't want to hear it. It's not working for me. Humility is gentle, kind, confrontation, in confrontation, not presumptuous, expecting everyone to cater to you. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves in the presence of God. In the presence of the Lord, He will exalt you. I think the King James Version said, humble yourselves in the mighty hand of God. He may exalt you. Right? You understand, we have got to humble ourselves.
Yes.
It's hard to do, but we got to do it. Humble yourself and myself. It is our choice. Are we going to do it? Are we going to achieve the path of humility? Are we going to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to be on my throne today? Now, God, I'll get off my throne and I'll repent after I get done telling Sister So-and-so what I think of her. Your authority and authenticity comes from doing it God's way. Authenticity. There it is. Comes from doing it God's way. Not the same way we have always done it.
Amen.
You understand? This is why. And I want to say here that nowhere in the Christian Worship Center, the time that I've been here, that I've ever wanted to put over that the way we're doing it now is the way God always wanted it.
Amen.
Because these elders have built this thing and stayed with this thing and built this thing from the floor up, from the ground up, put their blood, sweat, and tears in this building. And let me tell you something. They have got us something we can enjoy and we can be glad to be here. But it's because of their efforts and their hard work. Amen. So we never want to make them think that all that they did for God was worthless. Come on. That's pride.
Amen.
And humility is what we're all pulling together. And it's their work that they did in previous years. Now they're, some of them are tired and worn out and they can't hold together. They can't even sit through a service, some of them, because they're tired. Their bodies are tired. They're giving up. They've done their part. And sometimes they may have to leave. But just because they leave doesn't make them while they're leaving. Come on. Right? So we need to get off our pride horse.
Come on.
And when they leave out, say, thank you, God, for the years they have stood and they've been faithful.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And they've been overcoming and they stood here when they could, when they had the strength to do it, when they had the fortitude to do it. They stood in the place. And now we as the younger generation can stand up in their place.
Amen.
And I appreciate our elders.
Amen.
We got some awesome ones. Their wisdom is so awesome. And every now and then, I'll call and ask one. I want to get your opinion on what we're dealing with. Give them just a little bit of. You know why? Because they still matter. Amen. Humility. We are our authority and authenticity. Well, I can't even say that word, but anyway, y'all know what I mean, right? Our authentic way of doing things comes from God's way. And that's how they got here, is through God's way. And that's how we'll get to the end, is through God's way. Amen. Alright, so here's the number one culture of the kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The Beatitudes. Back to the basics. Blessed is the poor in spirit. Blessed are those that don't feel like they got it together, but they have to have God. They have to have, they're poor in spirit, so they got to have His Spirit. They got to lean on Him. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. So then, it leads us to where we're going to start next time. Faith.
Amen.
Second principle of the kingdom. How many enjoy the humility? How many is enduring? Humility. It's a big thing.
Yes, it is.
But it's a choice, church.
Yes,
we got to get up every morning and say, God, I'm bringing myself down so you can bring me up. He's a lifter up of our heads.
Yes.
Amen. I usually try to be done by 8 o'clock. I promise y'all, all you visitors, I don't usually do this. But tonight I wanted to finish for you because we've been struggling with it. We've been dragging this humility out. So I wanted to really, so I missed a lot of stuff. That's, if you want the notes, I'll get them for you, okay? All right, everybody stand tonight. And thank you, visitors, for being here. We're so glad y'all came. Amen. To be with us.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. all the home folks. Glad you're here. We got Bucks that wasn't here Sunday because of